In late 2001, an aspiring gynecologist was conducting an experiment involving venetoclax. Years later, he
wrestled
to the questions about the female reproductive system and spores. To most, he is just a loner.
Sounds like a German shepherd.
But to us, he's simply known as Repro Man.
All right, here he is.
Oh, I forgot about the backward masking.
Here is Repro Man.
No, man.
Now, I guess your scene has been explained somewhat in that open.
Yeah, but you really need to explain it further because this was all hatched one time. I don't know if you realize this, but your producer, Danny, do you know him?
Yes, I do know him.
He and I are actually friends. Old
are
friends.
You?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
like
Corby.
From Knox City?
No, we coached a swim team in South Texas for a couple of years together.
Cool.
And that's
who?
Hey, Carby.
Is that what Steve Nash?
Yeah, but what's he talking about?
I have no idea. It's weird. So, anyway, Danny and I one time, as a lark.
Yep.
When I was talking on the phone to my ex-wife. I'm sorry. I have a former wife.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray for me, okay?
Seems to run.
He was telling me to drop in certain words.
Right.
That concern the female my ex would catch on.
Right.
Just
Cobra.
In the context of a general conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of work them in. And then we'd laugh real hard when I'd work in some word, you know. And
Cobra.
And so he said, one day, Repro Man, I'm going to work for a sports radio station and I'm going to take this to the air.
Snake.
And he called me when he got this job as producer, and that's how I met you guys. Corby?
All right. So you were out there at Media Day today.
Yes, at Media Today today.
Yes, Media Today.
And
Cobra.
I was talking with one of the Cardinals, number 89 on your program, number
He's
one
black.
In your heart.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he is black. His name is Ben Patrick. Are you familiar with him?
Yes, I believe he caught a 2-point Venus? Conversion pass for them in a very significant game.
Did he really?
Yeah. I think he's a tight end, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
We'll go with that?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Why not tight end? All right,
we'll
so
anybody-
get this rolling here. So what I was going to ask you guys is, are you having fun at the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time, man. What about you?
Yeah, I'm having an okay time. Did I say I was out at Media Day today?
Well, yeah, you did. You did. In fact, I think we're about to perhaps hear some of your work.
I think he tried to call me now, and I'm like, I ain't answering the phone.
That's background noise, Mike.
Oh, okay. All right. Then I guess here is Repro Man with
Bit. Back in Dallas. Okay.
You got a second, man?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Name and number?
Number 89, Ben Patrick.
All right, man. These are sharp focus this week. Volvo, I mean, with all the crap going on.
Just kind of sinking in and enjoy it, you know, for the moment. But we've got some veteran to us before we got here and, you know, let us know what to expect. So, they hit it right on the money. And like I say, you just kind of take this in for what it is and get ready to go to work tomorrow.
You know, what is the coaching staff doing to keep you guys focused, Urethra? I mean, as far as just staying true to what this game is about.
I don't think the coaches have to do much of anything. Players, we kind of police ourselves. And I think that even though we're a young team, I think that we all understand what it took to get here and the road that we had to take, and you know, nobody believing us, and we're still underdog to be at. So we understand, you know, what it took to get here, and we appreciate where we're at right now. And at the end of the day, all of it won't mean anything unless we win the game. So, you know, hopefully we can do that.
By the way, he's literally, you know, we're sitting in the stadium. One of these guys, when you talk to him, he is staring you blue in the face. I mean, just right through you the whole time.
Right.
When you're asking, I have him written down on my legal pad, so
uh-huh.
He's noticing me, like, looking down at these questions. But so far, so good, no?
Right. Okay. That's what I would say.
How important is it to remain calm, Vag, during the outset? I mean, things could get pretty hectic, pretty fast, Tane. I mean, right out of the chute.
Just have to keep your eyes on the prize. But, you know, it is the Super Bowl. It's the biggest stage. It'll be watched by millions and millions and millions of people. So, you know, with all those things in mind, you just got to realize that, it is the Super Bowl, and there's going to be a lot of hoopla surrounding it. But, you know, if we really want that trophy, then, you know, we'll focus.
Right on, B. Do you guys still feel like underdogs, Cervix, after the last three games, Muff?
Oh, absolutely. Across the board on virtually every TV channel or every analyst has counted us out, you know, especially right after we lost against New England. You know, we're the worst team in the NFL pretty much to make the playoffs, and we're fine with that. You know, we don't have anything to say about it. I think that our performances the last 3 weeks have kind of spoke for themselves, and, you know, nothing else needs to be said about it.
Hyman, are you guys expecting your fans to cancel out the Steeler Nation? I mean,
that's going to be pretty tough. Pittsburgh has always been known to have, you know, fans that'll travel wherever they are, and we expect that there'll be a lot of Steeler fans here, but, you know, we're going to have some Cardinal fans here too, so we'll be all right.
Who's the guy on this team that really picks you up, Overy, when things are down? Who's that guy?
Leonard Pope, the other tight end. You know, we've had some rough times and some good times over these 2 years, but I think we know each other pretty well, and, you know, when the other guy's down, and, you know, when he needs a joke or a pat on the back to pick him up, and, you know, when he needs to be coached hard, we kind of police ourselves, and we're very critical of each other, and he's definitely been probably one of my best friends on the team, like a big brother to me since I've been here.
And who's the one badass guy that would run through a Unitarian wall and climb, you know, up the fallopian tube straight into a dark hole?
Adrian Wilson.
God.
No doubt about it. I think you'll see some more of that on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Badge, I appreciate the time, man. Good luck this week.
Dude.
Wow. He has been very well coached.
Adrian Wilson.
Do you think he had any idea?
No. He was staring at me. Sometimes.
Well, now, he chuckled at one point. That had anything to do with the line of questioning?
No. A lot of times, these guys, when they're doing these interviews, they're not paying attention to you. They just hear a couple of buzzwords here and there, and they know how to respond. I'm telling you, he was staring bullets through me. So he was picking up everything. And I was trying to be extra.
And he never reacted.
I was trying to be extra, you know, surreptitious when I would drop in those words, because I thought he could read lips and everything, but nothing. That's why I let loose on the last question, thinking that he goes, when I asked him, who's going to run through the Unitarian wall and climb the fallopian tubes into the dark hole? And he responded, Adrian Wilson, so quickly. And that's why I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I think you'll see that on Sunday. I was like, wow, I can't wait.
Well, that's some nice work, Repro Man.
Thank you.
You always deliver the goods. You did it again.
Thank you. It's good to see you guys.
Good to see you as well.
All right.
All right. That is Repro Man.